It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning to you. It is a wonderific Wednesday. We're live from our Laughlin Mall studio. This is Speak Out 2.0. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you're wearing green and you don't get pinched by anybody. And speaking of pinched, we're going to talk with the U.S. Marshal's Office here in a minute because that's their favorite thing. Their pinching is a little different, though. Theirs comes with little gold bracelets, you know, and they haul people away. Yeah. So, tell you a little bit about our weather coming up this week on the Colorado River. We're going to see 74 today, 80 tomorrow, 86 on Friday. Wow. Weekend slows down a little bit, 81 and 75. We've seen the last of the 60s for a high. Can you believe that? Yesterday, we were like 66 or something. And we're not going to see that again for several months as the high temperature. All right. Let's talk March Madness. Boy, it kicks off today at 2 o'clock. And 6:45, we got two games today. Tomorrow there's four games, 9, 12, 3:15, and 6:30. Same thing on Sunday, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. All 3 days, all 4 days, 9, 12, 3:15, and 6:30. All the games are on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you're at. So if you want to keep in touch with all the basketball action of March Madness, it's right here on KNTR. Each and every day, oh, I do need to tell you real quickly, COVID numbers for yesterday. And, oh, come on. How did I grab the wrong sheet when I walked out of my house this morning? Well, I did. Okay, for Bullhead City yesterday, they had five cases, 35 in Mojave County. So our numbers are going down, down, down. Monday in Mojave County, we had 69. Yesterday, 35. So five of those were in Bullhead, eight were in Kingman, and 19 in Lake Havasu City. They fluctuate every day going back and forth, but our numbers continue to go down. At the beginning of the month, we started with 91 in Mojave County. We haven't seen that at all since then. So the numbers are going down. Congratulations goes out to Karen Brown. The Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce is doing their drawings every single day. Karen won a portable generator. Hey, wow, for $100 ticket, that's not bad. And that came from Service General. So they draw again this afternoon. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Barron Services. Plus, we're brought to you by TWN Communications, and they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds and keeping your home or your business connected. My favorite sentence of 2021. Oh, and you go online at mojaveelectric.com/broadband to sign up. That way they know what areas want them to go to next. So tell your neighbors too. Sign up for it. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Well, the locals and the visitors take their pets there for a day, a week, or longer. And, of course, vacations are now no longer a problem because you can take your pets there. If you have a dog that has issues, well, many of them do. My puppies do. My Labradors, oh. Dog training is now available, one-on-one or group classes. And just give them a call. Pets love it at Risen Star, 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you need some money to add on a room, you need some money to buy a cabin in the Wallapies or Williams so you can get away for the summer. Don't we all want to do that? Yeah. I need to call him. You want to add on to your house? You want a pool in the backyard? Well, if you're thinking about that, you better hurry for this summer. But you want to call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. He's been doing loans. Well, he was actually flunking third grade, and he started writing a loan for the teacher, and he passed. Yeah, so, you know, how long has he been doing loans? Third grade. So if you need some money, call Chad Hansen, 288-2691, 928-288-2691. And now we're going to social distance and go to the phone, and we have the chief, deputy chief, Van Bayless, of the U.S. Marshals Office in Arizona. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Good. Well, thank you for being here. I had David, who is the marshal for Arizona, on the radio here about a year ago. And you guys have got a little bad press in the Phoenix area, which I didn't care for. So I thought, well, you know, let us help you out and talk a little bit about the marshal's office for a half hour. Tell us, you know, because most people that listen to talk radio are 50 and up. So they know the marshals from watching Gunsmoke and Marshall Dillon. But but now in 2021, we still have marshals. And what is their role and responsibility in Arizona in law enforcement?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Larry. And Marshall Gonzalez sends his best. Unfortunately, he's taking care of some personal matters today, and he asked if I'd fill in. So I'm happy to be here. But, I appreciate that you reached out to us, that you wanted to talk about the article that came out. And, you know, we were pretty infuriated when we read it as well. And the one you're referring to was a segment that was put together by the Marshall Project, USA Today, and Arizona Republic. And obviously, unfortunately, like a lot of other stories that we see in the news, it was very slanted. It was inaccurate. There's a bunch of items that were on there that just simply weren't true, and that's probably the most frustrating part. We understand that in law enforcement, we're under a bit of a microscope, especially in the last few years, and that we have to make sure that we're held accountable, and we're all for that. But we want the stories to be accurate, so I appreciate your efforts of reaching out, and we've been working with some other journalists throughout the valley, throughout Arizona, and also nationally to try to correct some of those inaccuracies. And, you know, we're proud, and of course I'm biased, you know, being a chief deputy here with the marshals in Arizona. It was my goal when I came into the agency to get to this position, and it's been a blessing and a godsend ever since. We're busy. It's a very busy district. Not all federal judicial districts span an entire state. We're one of the ones that do, and so we get all kinds of different, work opportunities, which is great. And as you mentioned, things have changed over the years. You know, we started off under George Washington. We're the first agency, you know, back in September of 1789. And at that point, it was everything from, you know, enforcing federal judges' orders, from even doing hangings and executions to hunting people down. And that's one of the things we've kept, you know, for the last 230 some years. So it's definitely changed over time. It's changed even over my career over the last couple decades, but it's something that I spent the majority of my career in. I absolutely love it. But there is other aspects of marshal service that people don't understand or just aren't aware of. I've had people before on the street ask me if we still ride around on horses, or they ask us why we still exist, because times have changed and it's not the Wild West. And just like everything, you know, things change over time, but we have stayed true to our mission under the First Judiciary Act of 1789, and that's why we're the oldest federal law enforcement agency in the country. And a lot of other nations have actually modeled their own versions of the U.S. Marshals for their countries, because we do span across protection of the federal judiciary. So all the judges here in Arizona, federal judges, we're responsible for the protection of them. If there's a threat, our job is to mitigate the threat, investigate it. If we have to physically protect them, then we physically protect them. We also do all the Supreme Court justices. They fall under us. The Deputy Attorney General, under President Trump, there were several cabinet officials that fell under us as well. We're waiting to see the new administration, what they change as far as cabinet positions or, what their protection would be. Aside from that, we produce all of those that are wanted and sought by the federal government for prosecution. So whether that's going out and arresting somebody and bringing them in front of a judge, we do that. If there's an arrest by another agency, they have an initial appearance their first day, in court, and then the judge either releases them on bond or remands them to the custody of the U.S. Marshal. So we oversee all of those folks until they're sentenced, and after they're sentenced, then we send them off to the Bureau of Prisons. We do all the civil service and seizure, and that's something that's through the federal courts. We do the witness security program, which are people that are testifying or part of a criminal case, or it could even be a civil case if it's large enough, where there's significant threat to those individuals of, you know, moving them, giving them new identities, letting them start a different life. Sometimes they actually stay in custody, and then it's our job to oversee the protection of them while they're in custody so no harm could come to them for what they did in the courts. We do all kinds of things with asset forfeiture. We manage the entire federal government's asset forfeiture program. So if a DEA is seizing a plane that was used in narcotic smuggling, they'll get the paperwork going with the U.S. Attorney's Office. It's then given to us, and we actually go and execute it. We maintain it, and then we run the auctions to sell those items, and then that money basically goes back into a fund that supports a lot of state and local law enforcement. Actually, it's a joint law enforcement fund.
What if they decided they wanted to use that plane?
Yeah, so sometimes they do. It's actually a pretty convoluted, difficult process. Say they seized a Hummer or a Suburban, and they wanted to use it in an ongoing investigation. They can seek it. It has to go through the U.S. attorney, and then from the U.S. attorney to the courts. And then if the courts decide yes or no that it can go that way, the leverage point there is to decide if more is going to be gained by the government and for the citizens of it being used in an ongoing investigation, or if it benefits the country more by selling that item. So a lot of times at auctions, items go for way less than what they would normally go for. So reaching that point of what the payback, the return on investment on that, or the return for the sale is pretty low. But a lot of people end up, just going to auction with it.
Right.
Now, some planes do. Planes, boats, other things they can use, but not necessarily, and it's usually not the agent that seized it. There's some separation there intentionally. There wouldn't be any optics or claims that, you know, the government is seizing people's property to turn around and use it, for their gain.
Right.
So there's some really good placeholders that are in there. But other than that, we have a special operations group. They're a high-level, essentially a national SWAT team, but more on a paramilitary level. They support Department of State, Department of Defense. They work internationally. They work here in the U.S. We have our international investigations where we have people that are stationed throughout the world, usually in countries that we have a very strong treaty and relationship with, and we try to smooth out any extradition. So if a person is wanted here in Arizona for some egregious crime like homicide and they flee down to Mexico, we have people that are stationed there and they work with the Mexican government and the Mexican courts to seek their apprehension. Once they find them, they apprehend them, they go through the courts, and they're formally extradited back to the U.S., and there's a lot of federal agencies that don't have the authority to do the extradition process. So we get called in quite a bit to help out these other agencies to go to the Philippines or Thailand or wherever it may be, Europe or the Middle East, and, you know, grab these folks and bring them back so that they can end their day in court. So the job has changed. We don't do the census anymore like we did, you know, early years on with us. We don't do revenues and tax collection like they did very early on. You know, some of those things have now been specialized and formalized in other federal agencies, but we are still kind of America's Band-Aid. So since we're old, we have a very broad and a very deep authority. It's, the most broad authority. We have power of the sheriff in any U.S. territory, so no other agency has that
right
in the U.S. So essentially we can, if I'm working a case here in Arizona and the guy has fled to Puerto Rico, or to Guam, I can just jump on a plane, go over there, and continue to work it. Other agencies have to seek the jurisdictional authority, and they have to tie it to a federal nexus or tie it to something else we don't. So that really works out well for us because that's why we have the authority. We're the only agency that can specially deputize people. So if you think of the Gunsmoke days, you know, deputation and getting a posse together, we still have that authority where we can swear somebody in that's a state or local officer or tribal.
Oh, wow.
and give them the special deputy U.S. Marshal authority. So now they're not confined to their jurisdictional boundaries. They now have power to sheriff in any U.S. territory as well. So we have 22 agencies that are part of our task force, and the task force here in Arizona is called WANTED, and it's the Warrant Apprehension Network Targeted Enforcement Detail, and really it's a group that just seeks fugitives, and we're very busy in Arizona with that.
All right, Chief, let us take a pause here. We got to pay for this and play a little commercial, and we're going to come right back with you shortly.
Awesome.
Thanks. We'll be right back after this.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
If you're a contractor, ignoring safety precautions around Unisource Energy Services facilities can cost you more than your license. It can cost you your life. Contractors need special qualifications to work near energized power lines. Call Unisource before you start any work near our facilities. Always assume power lines and nearby equipment are energized. If you make contact, call Unisource right away. Even if there aren't any injuries or visible damage, we need to make sure the equipment is still operating safely. A message from Unisource Energy Services.
Hey you, it's Matt Ferris, and as you can tell, I'm wearing my green cowboy hat. I'll be at the Flying X Saloon with my buddies Todd Tillman and Darius Lyles from Season 18 of The Voice. St. Patrick's Day from 6 to 10. Let's pack the X for a night of great music and fun. Get your voice ready to sing along. So until then, this is Matt Ferris, and I'm trying to find my green cowboy boots. See you there.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kieslaw with my co-host Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on Talk of the Tri-State. Let us help you become a better backyard barbecuer.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise on the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue in Lake Havasu City.
Exactly. Check them out.
Remember, visit Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue and listen to Barbecue Radio Nation every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State 106.3 FM.
Hi, my name is Ingrid. I'm with Patio Paradise, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, experts in comfortable. If you're not comfortable in your home or your office, well, you pick up the phone and call them. It's going to get warm, so you better be thinking about that. They can take care of your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or swamp cooler. Arizona Comfort Solutions makes you comfortable. That's what they want to do. So 758-2400 is their number. Give them a call, and they come out twice a year and service your equipment so it runs all the time. That's a good plan. 758-2400. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We got restaurants, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art store, Boys and Girls Club, thrift store, the Watchman. Outside, they got jet ski rentals, a pet daycare, the medical clinic, the dollar store, nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the rumors are not true. It's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, schedule treatments or problem areas, and they take care of your weeds. Call them at 758-5499 if you need Barron Services for one or all of those services. I talked to more and more people, and they got them taking care of their pool. They got them fixing the alarm system and spraying for bugs and everything else. So call Barron, 758-5499. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And now back to the Chief Deputy on the phone. And then also we have a caller on the phone. Caller, go ahead. What was your question?
I have a comment and a question, Deputy. I was issued a top secret security clearance when I was in the military, and we had personal reliability profile to watch all the time. Anything we did in our personal lives could affect our security clearance. I was just wanting to know, my question is, what type of oversight, who's watching the watchers, what type of oversight do the Marshal Services have? And I'll listen off the air for your answer. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Okay. Go ahead, Chief.
Yes, good question. And we definitely want to make sure that there is watchers on everybody that's out there, right? And a quick side story, my dad likes to tease me that Big Brother is always watching, and I always tell him that if you're not doing anything wrong, nobody's watching. I guarantee there's not enough people, nor manpower, nor systems to be able to do it. But we do. We go through continuing, and we essentially have to consent to it, and it's a requirement for our employment where they're constantly running everything from social media accounts to bank accounts, financial transfers. We go through all kinds of different checks on ethics and other things, and it's not just how it used to be. Even the majority of my career, it was every 5 years they do reinvestigation for top secrets or higher, and now it's continuous. So I would say that the microscope is there, and it's good, and you got to stay in line. And I have noticed, even over the last two decades, that people are being removed much quicker and smoother and easier than they were in the past.
Ooh.
When somebody's not behaving the way that they should be. And I personally am all for that, I think it's great that the process has gone better. We are career conditional people where, you hear the term act of Congress to remove somebody. We are protected pretty heavily, but once something starts coming up with bad conduct, bad behavior, lack of trust or candor, or something that is going through the courts, whether it's like domestic violence or it's something that you're involved in fraud, removal happens pretty smoothly and quickly now.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So now stats. You guys keep stats on your training hours and your arrests and all that good stuff?
We do.
So I know one of the cases that was pretty prevalent here in Arizona was the escapees from Florence, and the marshals took them down like in a field, if I recall.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a good one. So that was a partnership, and that's how we operate throughout the globe, actually, and definitely in Arizona. We have 22 partner agencies on our task force, and usually when a big problem comes up, we like to work, and that's our strength is, the work in numbers and expertise. So on this one, we work closely with the Department of Corrections and DPS. DPS was doing, searches, literally house-to-house searches. Thousands of homes. It was insane what they had to go through. Department of Corrections combing everything from contacts and history on these guys, and really became a fugitive operation, and that's what we specialize in. That's the one thing that we're really, really great at doing, and something we've been doing for over 200 years. So they asked us to come and assist on it, and we were glad to, and we jumped into it and started working things, and had all kinds of, traps set in place. If these folks tried to reach out and contact somebody else or do things, started a lot of interviews, and the way that it came down is we had a team that was in the Coolidge area doing a warrant for something totally unrelated to these people, and a call came into Coolidge PD that they think that they saw these escapees. And so our team that was down there in Coolidge, they said, well, we got to go and look at it, so they spin off and they get out there, and sure enough, they're able to see these guys. Another call came in. There was an assault that happened with a farmer and his wife that was down there. And they ended up seeing these guys on the field. And, sometimes it's dumb luck. Sometimes it's just because you have all the resources in the area. And that's where it worked out really well that day. I'm confident we would have got them if it wasn't at that moment. And another one a couple years ago, the Barksdales, which was a husband-wife combo. They're, again, extradited back to Tucson for homicide and arson. they overpowered the transport vehicle, you know, up in Utah, right, in the northern area. And I personally ran that operation for a couple of weeks, and we were able to locate them out in Pumpkin City and get them. And so, you know, that's where, you know, the strength comes out. When partners have good relationships with each other, they reach out. We all put our heads together. We draw on each other's experiences, resources, abilities, work together collectively, and then we're able to get good results. So that was a great case. It was good to close out, and I know it gave some solace to the people that lived in that area that were worried about,
yeah,
you know, a sex offender and a kidnapper that were on the loose. I definitely wouldn't want them around my family either.
Right. Van, thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it. You've given some great information to our listeners, and we'll do this again at another time.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back in just a minute with Brittany from the pool store. Stick around.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Kyle, and I'm with the IT department at Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as a client of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business, just like yours, friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our community.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live on St. Patrick's Day from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. The program each and every day is brought to you by Walker Service Electric. You know, they take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. So basically, anything you need for an electrician, you call Walker Service Electric. They got trucks all over the road throughout Mojave County every single day. If you have an issue with your electricity, an outlet, a lamp, a light, you know, something, new fan, whatever, call Walker Service Electric. They're available 24/7, so if you have an emergency, you can call them too. 718-9444. Put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Laughlin, Fort Mojave, and Bullhead City. With clean, sanitized facilities, they have the Laughlin walk-in here in the mall. They have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek at Gold Rush, and on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrist, who I saw this morning, and family doctors. And don't forget, they also have the big hospital up on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, or you have health-related questions, you call 763-2273, 763-CARE, because they do, and Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you wherever you need to go. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And now, in the studio, the beautiful Brittany Cummings. How are you?
Fantastic.
Whoops. I brought the phone up.
You cut me off.
As I was saying, the beautiful Brittany from the pool store. How are you?
Good. My second favorite, Larry. I got to tell you that every time.
Well, that's because your dad's name's Larry.
True.
So I don't mind taking second place.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I do have to mention, though, that my mom just texted me, and you have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old listening to you right now.
You know, I take every audience member I can get, you know. Anyone who listens to Speak Out is a friend of mine.
Well, so. Raina and Riley are going to be your new friends.
So if I have to drop off diapers later, just let me know.
No, they better be potty trained.
Yeah, yeah. So you're getting ready. I remember, like, in the middle of the summer, my wife said, go down to the pool store and get some chlorine for the pool, you know. And I go down there, and we don't have any chlorine. And
then
chlorine was hard to get there for a while.
We can think a few things. A storm.
Yeah.
A fire. COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, the list can go on.
But then all of a sudden, they shipped you all your orders, and now you've got more stuff than you know what to do with.
Well, because I was that crazy chlorine lady. Everyone that was like, we got to get hand sanitizer, we got to get wipes. I'm like, we need chlorine tablets. Like, that's what we're here for. So I've got more than probably some of the distribution centers at this point.
You actually have some in your home garage?
I do.
Stacked up?
I have grids in my garage. My garage looks like a tiny pool store, but don't show up to my house. It's not okay.
So now you need to have a big sale.
Yep. Friday and Saturday. Ooh, I almost messed that one up.
Yeah.
Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th.
So this Friday and Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Everything is marked down. Move it out. So for everyone listening who has a pool or a spa, or both, like me,
Yes. Then
you need to rush down there on Friday and Saturday and stock up.
Yes, and we have a pool school at 4 o'clock on Friday, and that's a free pool school.
Right.
So that, we just need kind of a head count, so we do ask that you call ahead of time, but that'll just teach you, even if you have a pool service or if you've had the pool for years, it's a very good refresher, things that you don't even realize. I mean, he'll touch on everything, and he sticks around afterwards and answers any questions, because let's face it, every pool is different.
Right.
And with our beautiful winds out here and all the crud we get in here.
Yeah, that ends up in our pool.
Yeah, because it's not just chlorine, acid, and that kind of stuff that you need. There's different clarifiers, phosphate removers, that kind of thing that you do have to think about. And this particular gentleman, Dwayne May, I just talked to him like 15 minutes ago. I keep twisting up his name, sorry. He's been with them for like 15 years.
Okay.
He'll explain to you, yes, the chlorine does this, but you also need this, and this is why. And then that way, even if you have a pool service, you'll understand what they're doing in your yard, how they're treating your investment. And yes, I'm calling a pool an investment.
It is an investment. They're not cheap.
No, you spend tens of thousands of dollars. You want to make sure it's taken care of properly. And then our water's, you know, something special out here. So
Yes. There's
all kinds of things. And it's good to, you know, even like I said, even if you know your pool, it's good to just come and hear it, ask questions, figure it out. It's all good.
But they should call and get on the list for this class on Friday.
Yes, we'd appreciate that. Ahead of time would be great. We're trying to keep it as safe as possible, obviously, with COVID, everything
right.
like that. If I spray you down when you come in, don't yell at me. But, he will be there. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it usually lasts about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Sorry.
Okay.
Questions we do, you know, afterwards or whatnot, just so the whole class can get through it, and then the sale continues through that night. So we're usually there till about 7 p.m.
Wow, long day for you then.
Yeah. It starts all day long.
And your puppy.
My puppy.
How's your puppy?
I left him at home today. That's why my mom was texting me. She was like, is De Niro coming by? The girls want to see him. And then she was like, well, one day you can leave him there. And I'm a little iffy because that's my baby. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He was nice to me the other day.
He was. Yeah. He, I don't know what.
I know.
He wanted to bite your face
off. Yes, he did.
And he never barks. It's hysterical. So he's your friend now.
Yeah. We're good.
All good.
We're good. And he smells my Labradors. And
I was going to say, he's like a quarter of the size of your dog.
Oh, yeah. My Labs. You know, and it's funny because now Duke likes to jump up on you and stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks you right in the face because he's so tall now, you know. We know this summer when they get in our pool, they're just going to be walking along the side with their hands, you know, feet up there.
Yeah.
Going, hey, how's everybody out there? You know.
The saddest thing ever is my dog can't swim. He loves the bath. He's the only dog I've ever seen that loves the bath, but French bulldogs apparently don't swim. So I found him a, and don't give me this any look, it is a life jacket, but he looks like a shark. I'm so excited.
You found him a life jacket.
Yeah, I did, but he won't stop growing, so I can't purchase. It's been, like, sitting in my Amazon cart for months now because he just rapidly is growing. I told the breeder, I was like, I thought he was going to cap off soon. Like, right. What's happening?
So then he'll be able to swim in your pool.
Yeah, well, no pool.
Oh.
No pool. We river it.
Oh, you river it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
You guys are river people.
Well, because my husband, he scuba dives, and he got me into the classes. I'm only at 8%. I haven't done it.
Uh-oh.
I know. Everyone yells at me. But he goes and he kind of free dives and all that, and he's convinced he's going to take the dog. He's out of his ever-loving mind, but I'll let him think it for a while.
Well, he'll be able to just, you know, go under the river and look up and see the dog floating
right.
along up there.
With a shark
doing
fin.
The little paddle. Yeah, doing the little dog paddle. So, yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so lots of chlorine.
Lots of chlorine, shock, acid, everything you can think of, all the specialty chemicals.
Does chlorine go bad?
No, unless you have, here's the thing, is you want to make sure the lid's on properly, because obviously if there's moisture in there, it's going to change some things. So you want to just keep that tight and right, and you're good.
Okay.
And then just keep, you're all good. Just get your chlorine, jump in your pool, call the pool store, we'll help you out.
So you can buy it all this Friday and Saturday for the whole summer?
Yes.
Yeah. Buy what you need.
And we don't know what kind of shortage is going to come back up, because there's still, here's the thing, is with the shortage, just like everything else, there's a price increase.
Oh,
so
of course,
I got
yeah.
this silly little letter from the, because we're an exclusive BioGuard dealer, so I got this nice little email saying, well, this is the minimum you can price it at, which was a significant jump, but I found a loophole.
Ah.
I can't advertise the loophole, but if you show up, I can sell it for much less.
Oh, okay.
So, like, as long as you don't advertise it, I was like, so if I have, like, a sale at the register, he goes, that's fine. So I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
My loopholes, I like it.
Good. You like loopholes. Mm. Especially when the customer saves money.
Well, that's the thing. Is I was like, I understand you have to increase some things.
Right.
But it was kind of a significant increase.
Yeah, and you've had this for a while, so the increase doesn't start till the next purchase, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it actually started March 1st.
Oh.
Again, with the loophole.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've been working with customers, and we understand everyone's situation. So, but most people are on Silk Tabs because it's an exclusive BioGuard product, and it's skimmer safe. There's a softener in there. It does not take away calcium from the water.
Oh, okay.
Be quite clear on that. But it makes the water feel silky. So females feel it the most on your skin,
and they like
your
it.
Hair.
Yeah.
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 And then.
Feels like a spa.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that Calvin's going to make me buy one.
Yeah, probably.
Not for a 45-week lead time, though.
No. Yeah, wow.
I was like, well, what do we want for Christmas next year?
Yeah, really. I'm glad we got our spa early then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this started, obviously, like March of last year, because they shut down for a little bit, and then they were working at half capacity. Now, I don't know if I'm cut from a different cloth, but if you're working at half capacity, you have a daytime and a nighttime, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't do that. So they're fulfilling orders from last year, and, you know, it's really behind. So right now, the hot tubs are not specifically on sale. We're making personal deals
right.
with people just because they have to understand the situation, but we're even working with pricing on that one.
And it's going to take 45 weeks to show up.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. My friend Sharon at Automobile Consulting Services was telling me yesterday that the dealerships or the manufacturers are having a hard time getting their chips for their computers for new vehicles as they build them. And now they're having a hard time getting foam rubber for the seats, you know. And I said, well, you would think when there's like a shortage of foam rubber and a shortage of chips, they just work overtime and make more.
Thank you. I was like, we're half capacity. I was like, cool, so you're going to have two shifts? They're
yeah.
like, no, so we're all going to work at home.
How come all of us in Bullhead can figure out how to make this happen?
That's but, what I was like. I think we took one day off during this COVID, and it was because we were like, hey, we got to figure out what's going on. It was like a random Wednesday. I think people thought like someone there had it, but I was like, no, we need to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Made up some new procedures, sent out some letters just explaining to customers, like, hey, we love you. Don't touch us. Don't high-five us. You know, yell from the back door. It's fine. But
yeah.
other than that.
Leave the cookies out.
Yeah. It's like,
Do you have that. Customers that leave stuff out for your guys?
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Really?
It's the fun. And it's a lot of random stuff, and I really do love our customers. A lot of them are older, and we called, and this was something that we personally made sure that we did when COVID hit, and you know, water was kind of scarce, and going to the store, it was like real weird for a while. We called a lot of our older customers just to see what they needed. We were delivering milk. We're like, oh, we're going to be there on Tuesday. What, you know? So we just drop it off. One lady, I'm not going to say her name because she's like 4'11", and she almost fought me because I refused to take the $3. But she was like, she sent it out with the pool guy, and he was like, I'm too scared not to take this from her. Like, it wasn't, I was just like, it's fine, it's milk. But we check in on our customers. We really do. A lot of them are like family, and that's why when you come into our store and you hear a lot of cursing, it's because it's like family banter. Like, it's nothing, it's nothing bad. That was my biggest fear coming on radio with you. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. And I like how you make excuses now for why you talk the way you do, because we're family.
We're family.
Yeah.
That's what, come on now. Have you, Thanksgiving, think about a Thanksgiving
with all your family
and the language that flies around there.
Yep. It can be time. Colorful.
Yeah. That's a really nice word to use.
Colorful.
Colorful language.
So now, how many trucks do you have out in the field every day that are out there cleaning pools and spas? And
six.
Six on
We've
the road.
We've got six that are pool cleaning and repairs.
Wow.
So some of the guys have like a light route, and then they go do repairs and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Because we have commercial clients also. So that
right.
starts
commercial
at the
and home.
Butt crack of dawn.
Yep.
And then when they're done with that at like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, I don't want them in my office. So then we send them to repairs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we've got a few guys out there.
Six guys out there every day. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's why I cuss so much.
Yeah.
Because then they come back into my office. And I'm like, Jesus, take the wheel.
So they have made you who you are.
They have pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I do have to mention. During
yes.
the class we have going on, we have a wonderful lady named Barbara that comes down from the, she's actually here in Laughlin, but the American Cancer Society.
Uh-huh.
And she sells jams and all kinds of stuff. She's going to be set up there. She does it every year. I just think she missed it last year for obvious reasons.
Right.
But I go home with like 10 jams, whether I eat them or not. It's for Cancer Society. You
yeah.
pulled me in on it. So I do want to mention that she will be there.
Well, good. Okay. So it's going to be a fun time and an educational time for everybody.
Yes, sir.
And that's Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. And sign up in advance.
Please.
Yeah. Call
728-758-3324.
There you go. Hold on. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Brittany and some more right after this.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmSeaDocs.com.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy, I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 etc. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Baron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Those good old boys at the X have mixed up some great drink and food specials for tonight. It's Wednesday, and that means bike night and classic rock at the Flying X Saloon. Get a dollar off domestic drafts and bottles, plus all wines are half price. And a basket of 1 pound wings are just $6. The Flying X Saloon, downtown Lake Havasu City.
The coldest beer in the west, under the western moon.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall on a St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're wearing green so you don't get pinched out there. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to renew your life insurance or take it and maybe have someone look at it and make sure it still says what you think it says and make sure it covers what you need? How about your automobile insurance? You know, I'm going to get a new vehicle, so you know, you got to schedule your appointment and say, hey, now I got to take my old vehicle off, put my new vehicle on. It's got to have all this coverage for the banks and everything. And then home insurance and commercial insurance, it all fluctuates and changes so often. And then agricultural insurance and farm animals, they take care of all that at Farm Bureau Financial Services. So call Greg Agnes and his staff. We had Stephanie on this week. Stephanie and Greg and David, you can sit down with one of them. They can talk to you and explain the benefits of maybe bundling and saving some money. You know, If you don't want to save money, don't call. And you probably put those policies in a drawer somewhere. You don't even know what they said. So take the policies out, call them up, go get an appointment, go down there, let them take a look at them and see if they can save you money. 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you they have so many ways for you to pay your bill anymore. Yeah, you can mail it in with a check when you get the bill, or you can stop by and put it in the drop box at their Hancock office, or you can use the new kiosk and you can put it in there. You can even use cash at the kiosk. And if you overpay, then it just credits your next month. I was joking with him the other day. I said, I'm going to get a bill for $39.95 and I'm going to pay $40 and I want to see that 5 cent credit next month. They'll do that for you. So, or you can pay from home. You grab your debit card or credit card, call 877-371-9379 and you can pay it over the phone. MEC, you know, they continue to purchase affordable electricity at without a profit. So that's how they keep the numbers down. If you need help locally, call 763-1100. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a 4-star rated center by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to sanitize every day, and Legacy's services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and they're a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Ask to see Big Mike. He's the guy in charge. He'll come out and sit down with you at one of the little tables outside and tell you all about the facility. So they're probably letting people in a little bit now. Mike's going to be on soon. We'll have to ask him. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And now, with the police, every breath you take, and the breathless Brittany, how are you?
I'm fabulous. And yourself?
Good, good. So are these your nieces and nephews that are listening? That are?
Yes, my two nieces.
Yeah?
There's Raina Ivy and Smiley Riley.
Smiley Riley?
My little Chiquita Bonita is Raina, and then Smiley Riley is good old Riley Marie. So they both have their little heads stuck to my mom's car door right now. They were like, TT's in the door. I love those kids.
And they're 2 and 3?
2 and 3.
And they're a handful too, aren't they?
Yes, but I love them.
Yeah, well.
Because I get to play with them and then be like, all right, guys, bye.
Yeah. They're it's your great. Sisters?
They're my brothers.
Your
he
brothers.
Has four girls.
Four girls?
I know. I pray for them every day.
Wow. Four girls. It was like the Kearns when they lived here. And Karen and Dana. Dana was a captain of the fire department. They had four boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and two of them were twins.
Oh, didn't they have Firehouse Coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
And twins are on my Facebook, and I communicate with them. and Kyle and Shannon. And
yeah. I couldn't imagine having four of either.
I know.
I couldn't imagine having one of either.
Yeah, you're not ready yet, huh?
No, that dog. I love him.
Yep, he's enough. He's a handful
he's
for
He's enough. Oh, my God, and the vet bills are enough. I didn't realize you buy a French bulldog and you're spending... I named him De Niro, and I should have known when I did that.
What you
it
named
was
him what?
De Niro.
De Niro.
That's all he's costing me.
Yeah.
And then my husband, he goes, you're not saying it right. It's De Niro. So.
There's a right way to say it, huh?
Apparently. So everyone's like Robert De Niro? I'm like, sure.
Right.
But no. Maybe like the money.
Maybe just call him Robert. Okay, so the big sale starts this Friday.
Yes.
All day long.
Yep.
And... you have to ask for the prices at the register so they can give you an extra little discount.
That is, BioGuard won't be regulating that one, but that's just how I got through the loophole. So the sale is all store-wide, up to 30% off, parts, chemicals. The tabs are an exclusive sale because of the issue.
And the big thing is, too, you guys will test people's water at any point
for
in time.
For free.
They just walk in with a little cup full of water and say, can you tell me what's wrong with my pool?
Yes. We prefer a water bottle only because you want to fill it completely up, cap it. If there's any air in there, it does change the pH a little bit. And then all you really need to let us know is rough gallons, a little bit of information on the pool, and then we just input it into the system. We do a printout for you. We do end up taking a pen and crossing out a lot and being like, listen, let's break it down normally.
Right.
So you get a step-by-step instruction.
Well, you really need to worry about
it. Yeah, let's get away from what they're trying to sell you everything of. And then, like, it tells you exactly how to get everything back in balance. And I've only seen it maybe three times in the 13 years I've been there. It literally says, congratulations, you don't have to do anything. So.
Oh, wow.
It's very rare because it always tells us to drain the pool because of our calcium level.
Yeah, we did it with our
fresh
spa.
Water.
We did it with the spa a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Alana took the sample down there and came home and said, they said drain it. And I went, oh, great.
Well, those you really do have to drain like every couple of months. It's just a small body of water.
Right.
So, I mean,
it's not bad.
It doesn't take much to throw off the chemical levels, and everything you put in there leaves a little something behind.
It's just hooking up 200-foot hoses to get out to the street and drain it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Phone number again?
928-758-3324.
Okay. All right. And the sale is all day Friday, day Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th.
That's this week, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much
Come
for coming in.
Come by and say hi.
Yes. Yeah. And see the pup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as he's nice to you.
Yeah. Second time, you know. If you go Friday.
Third time's a charm. Maybe he'll just be your buddy after that.
Yeah. Like, we'll find out.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. And the address on the pool store on Hancock Road is?
670 Hancock Road. We are down the street from the electric company.
Yeah, way down the street.
After you pay your bill with the kiosk, just keep going and get some cool chemicals.
Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Good luck with your sale and your poodle.
Thanks.
Your puppy.
my
puppy. I knew what I meant to say. Thank you, 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, for tuning in today.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see them right after this, so I'm going to hear all about it.
Yeah. They're going to say, we heard you on the radio.
Yeah. They're still texting.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you later.
All right. We're back tomorrow with Captain Jamie Clark of the Arizona Highway Patrol here in Mojave County. So stick around. Paul Lavoie is up next. And let's see here. He's got the Mojave Mortgage on today, and also real estate. It's his power hour, he calls it. So tune in to Paul Lavoie after the top of the hour. He'll be here, followed up by Sean Hannity. I'm back tomorrow. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.